A snow-capped mountain against a sunset, a halo of stars forms around the summit. Paramount, a Viacom company. Sea swells and crashes against rocks. The foaming tide races up onto shore. A slender young couple, Sandy and Danny, run hand in hand on a deserted beach as night turns to a coppery dusk. They stop and look into each other's eyes and kiss. A pink sun sets behind them. A sunny day in a cove. Danny, an attractive dark-haired guy, stands proudly in front of a sandcastle. Pretty blonde Sandy takes his photo and purposely motions him back so that he falls on the sandcastle. Danny chases her playfully. The couple kiss and sit on rocks washed by surf. Night turns to day, and they're still on the beach.
I'm going back to Australia. I might never see you again.
Don't talk that way, Sandy.
But it's true. I've just had the best summer of my life, and now I have to go away. It isn't fair.
She looks down miserably. Danny lifts her chin, then kisses her passionately.
Danny, don't spoil it.
It's not spoiling it, Sandy. It's only making it better.
Danny, is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
A cartoon.
Vince Fontaine, beginning your day with the only way. Music, music, music. Get out of bed, it's the first day of school. Don't be a slob, don't get a job, go back to class, you can pass. And to start the day off nice and fine, I'm gonna play a new old favorite of mine.
A cartoon representing Danny getting up. He squeezes a tube, hair gel comes out and forms the word grease. The word forms into a droplet which falls on Danny's head. He combs it into his hair. John Travolta as Danny, who has long sideburns and a lot of dark hair slicked back in Teddy Boy style. A cartoon representing Sandy, who has long blonde hair. She gets up out of a four-poster bed. Tiny birds fly up holding a robe in their beaks. They lay it around her shoulders and she puts the robe on. Sandy sits in front of a mirror and smiles into it. Olivia Newton-John as Sandy. We take the pressure and we throw away. Conventionality belongs to yesterday. Various images. Letters form a lyric. A whoppaloo bop lop. Then an image of a tiny car with a 1950 number plate on it. A badge with I Like Ike printed on it. Images from comics. A young woman with short dark hair tries on tops and checks them out in a mirror. Stockard Channing as Rizzo. More assorted images, black and white TV shows, Mad Magazine, a bumper with Thunderbird Ford on it. A young guy works frantically under the bonnet of a car and falls into it. The young guy emerges in the driver's seat. Looking into his rearview mirror, he combs his hair into a slick Teddy Boy style. Jeff Conaway as Kanicki. A blue car full of guys zooms down a street. T-Birds alphabetically. Barry Pearl, Doody, Michael Tucci, Sonny, Kelly Ward, Putsy. A pink car full of sexy girls whizzes along a street. Pink Leg Frenchie, Jamie Donnelly, Jan, Dinah Manhoff, Marty. The girls pass the guys who clock them and give chase. The opening titles are now on a range of billboards and posters along the cartoon street. Dances and musical sequences staged and choreographed by Patricia Birch. Music supervision, Bill Oak. Grease music and lyric by Barry Gibb. Based on the original musical by Jim Jacobs and Warren Casey. Screenplay by Bronte Woodard. Adaptation by Alan Carr. Directed by Randall Kleiser. The pink and blue cars race. They arrive outside a large school. The cartoon turns into reality. Three guys, Doody, Putsy and Sonny. They nick Sonny's lunch pack.
You're not supposed to eat this, you're supposed to bury it.
Hey, that's a homemade lunch.
Oh, old lady drag a carcass out of bed for you.
Sure, Putsy, she does it every year on her first day of school.
Thank
Thank you.
The guys stop.
Kennedy! Over
here,
Kennedy!
Hey, where you at?
We're right here!
Where were you all summer?
Yeah. What are you, my mother?
I was just asking.
I was working, which is more than any of you skids can say.
Working?
That's right. I was lugging boxes at Bargain City, moron.
Nice job.
Eat me. Saving up to get me some wheels.
Yeah. You want to hear what I did?
No.
Hey, there's Danny!
Danny!
Supercool Danny turns from talking to girls. Wearing a leather jacket with T-birds on the back, he playfully flicks Sunny in the crutch as he passes and goes to shake hands with Kanicki, who also wears a T-bird's jacket.
Oh, hey, you see me in the ones over there?
Yeah, it's the same old chicks everybody's made.
What's up, bud?
Hey, so what'd you do all summer, Danny, huh?
I was hanging around down the beach, you know. You know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's tough with all those chicks hanging around you.
Yeah, well, the only thing that hangs around you, Sonny, are the flies.
Hey, right here, Putsy, huh?
Hey, how was the action at the beach, man?
Oof. It was flipping.
Crazy?
Yeah. I did meet this one chick. She was sort of cool.
You know, mean she puts out?
Oh, come on, Sonny. Is that all you ever think about?
Friggin' A! Hey, guys, wait up!
Do I look okay, Frenchie?
Sure, you look good.
I'm really nervous, you know.
You look terrific.
So this is Rondell.
Yep.
You'll love it. I love the last school I was at. I wish I was there right now. Still, I'm no stranger to heartbreak.
Why? You got psoriasis?
Sandy looks perplexed. Redhead Frenchie giggles playfully. A pink saloon pulls up and Rizzo gets out. Her mates Jan and Marty are with her. Rizzo removes her shades.
Well, here we are again.
Yeah, but this time we're seniors.
And we're gonna rule the school.
Jan, that is so adolescent.
We are adolescent. We don't have to flaunt it. Okay, girls. Let's go get them.
They wear pink tops with the words Pink Ladies embroidered on the back of them. A woman searches in a cupboard.
Blanche, do you have the new schedules?
Yes, Miss McKee. I just had my hands on them.
Oh, good. They'll be nice and smudged.
Oh, here we are. If it had been a snake, it would have bitten me.
Blanche, these are the schedules we couldn't find for last semester. Now, maybe next year you'll find the ones for this semester.
Sunny and Putsy push another student around in a corridor, making him drop his books. Staff clock in.
We've got Kanicki again.
He's been here longer than I have.
It's the first day of school, and already my castor oil is missing.
How many days till Christmas vacation?
86.
86?
I'm counting.
Oh.
May I help you, dear?
Oh, yes, this is my first day of school. I'm not really sure where I'm supposed to be.
Oh, well, welcome to Rydell. You'll have to fill out a few of these forms, but could you excuse me for a minute? I'll be right there.
McGee rushes to a scuffle.
Oh, excuse me. Do you have a pencil, please?
Oh, yes, dear. Here you are.
Blanche hands her a pencil from behind her ear. The students hurry into their classrooms. Only the T-birds hang around in the corridor.
Jeez, every teacher I got this year swunked me at least once.
If you don't watch it, you're going to be spending all your time in McGee's office.
Yeah, well, this year she's going to wish she's never seen me.
Oh, yeah? And what are you going to do?
I just ain't going to take any of her crap, that's all. I don't take no crap from nobody.
Sonny?
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Aren't you supposed to be in homeroom right now?
I was just going for a walk.
You were just dawdling, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
That is no way to start a new semester, Mr. Lattieri. Perhaps a session of banging erasers after school would put you on the right track.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you just going to stand there all day?
No, ma'am. I mean, yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm
well,
just...
Well, which is it, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Good, then move.
Yes, ma'am.
She goes. Danny smirks.
I'm sure glad you didn't take any of her crap, Sonny. You would have really told her off, huh?
Mr. Lattieri! Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Hey, Eugene!
Hey,
don't worry. Shake, buddy!
Hey, that's wrong to wear glasses. I got a stigma.
Oh, too bad.
Come on, get off.
As I go traveling down life.
In McGee's office, Blanche struggles with typewriter ribbon. McGee indicates Blanche should sound a call on a small xylophone. McGee speaks into a mic.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year at Rydell.
Saturday night will be our first pep rally and bonfire, and I want to see all of you students out there with plenty of support for Coach Calhoun and the Rydell Rangers. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. And now for the really good news, and probably one of the most exciting things to ever happen at Rydell High. The National Bandstand Television Show has selected Rydell as a representative American high school, and we'll do a live broadcast from our very own gym. Our chance to show the entire nation what fine, bright, clean-cut, wholesome students we have here at Rydell.
A student finds a dead frog that Kaniki's put in her bag. The Pink Ladies.
Hey, you guys got a look at Zuko this morning? Looking pretty good this year, huh, Riz?
That's ancient history.
Well, history sometimes repeats itself.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, Frenchie.
Hi,
Frenchie.
Go sit down. This here is Sandy Olson, and that's Jan and Marty, and this here's Rizzo. She just moved here from Sydney, Australia.
How are things down under?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Marty has diamonds on her specs.
Hey, Marty, are those new glasses?
Oh, yeah, just gone for school. Don't you think they make me look smarter?
Nah, you can still see your face.
How do you like school so far, Sandy?
Different.
Hi, kid.
Oh. Patty Simcox, the bad seed of Rydell High.
Hi.
Oh, I just love the first day of school, don't you?
It's the biggest thrill of my life.
Oh, you never guess what's happened.
Probably not.
They just announced the nominees for student council, and guess who's up for vice president?
Who?
Me. Isn't it the most? I'd say the least.
The very least.
I just hope I don't make too poor a showing.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck, don't we, girls?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here. I got my fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Here. Oh, you must think I'm a terrible clod for not introducing myself to your friend. Hi, I'm Patty Simcox. Welcome to Rydell!
Frenchie throws a sandwich on the seat as Patty sits. Patty throws it away and scowls.
Well, I hope you'll be at cheerleader tryouts. We'll have so much fun and get to be lifelong friends.
You guys, how do you like Sandy, huh? Do you think we can let her in the Pink Ladies?
She looks too pure to be pink.
Oh, double doodle!
Please.
What's up, Doc?
One of my diamonds just fell in the macaroni.
Near the sports field.
Hey, Kaniki, you want a piece of salami?
Are you kidding? If I eat that, I'll smell like you.
What a stink.
Hey, guys, look.
Footballers jogging.
Ladies and gentlemen, dingleberries on parade.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you really put your foot into it this time, Chisholm.
Yeah, try hopscotch, you hot dog.
Oh, what a good bowler. Gumdrops, man.
Doody aims a water pistol.
Any of you guys see that new chicken registration? Oh, she sure beat the bum doms around here.
I mean, her jugs were bigger than her nets?
Nobody's jugs are bigger than her nets.
Right.
Doody spots Patsy lying on the floor and looking up girls' skirts.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
The girls notice Patsy and hurry off.
Hi, girls!
You're a sick man, Puts.
Hey!
Doody shoots water in his eye.
Hey, I
want to
hear about what Danny did at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. That was nothing. Oh, sure, nothing, Zuko,
come
right?
Come on, Danny. You got her drawers, right?
Yeah. Come on. Tell us about that girl.
What'd you do this summer, Sandy?
Oh, I spent most of it at the beach. I met a boy there.
All your cookies all the way to the beach for some guy?
Well, he was sort of special.
There ain't no such thing.
It's really romantic.
Oh, come on. You don't want to hear all the horny details.
Are you kidding me?
All right, are you?
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights. Something's begun, but other summer nights.
Well,
The guys dance in formation on the benches of a sports grandstand. The girls skip past picnic tables outside the school.
Took a bowling in the arcade.
We went strolling, drank lemonade.
We made out under the dock.
We stayed out till 10 o'clock.
Summer fling don't mean a thing, but other summer nights.
Tell me more, but you don't gotta brag.
Tell me more,
because he sounds like a drag.
The guys do quick little sideways jumps along the seats of the stand.
He got friendly, hole in my head.
Well, she got friendly, down in the sand.
He was sweet, just turned 18.
Well, she was good, you know what I mean.
Summer heat,
boy and girl meet. But all the summer night.
Kanicki flicks Sunny.
It turned colder, that's where it is.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped out. But the summer
night.
Sandy walks in the sunshine with the pink ladies.
True love, he didn't lay a hand on you? Sounds like a creep to me.
Well, he wasn't. He was a gentleman.
Hey, what was his name?
Danny. Danny Zuko.
Well, I think he sounds peachy keen, and, well, maybe if you believe in miracles, Prince Charming will show up again someday. Somewhere unexpected. See you later. Come on, girls.
Do you really think so, Frenchie?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sandy, I think we ought to get to class.
Night. A band in red uniforms and hats marches around a blazing campfire. The staff of Rydell sit on a podium watching as cheerleaders in red skirts and white blouses parade onto the football field. White pom-poms at the ready, they perform. They do feeble cartwheels. The football team run out onto the field. Sandy's among the cheerleaders whose pom-poms rustle as they sit. McGee from her podium.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, everyone. And now, boys and girls, the man of the hour, the coach we're all depending on to pull Rydell out of a seven-season slump, our very own Coach Calhoun.
Coach Calhoun, an elderly man in a red baseball cap and wearing the red and white colours of the team, gets up onto the podium and speaks into a mic.
Who's the best? Get him here, my guy!
I just want to tell you, students, that you have a banner year coming up. A banner year. Because my boys are prime. I mean, really prime, because I primed them. I mean, they're not only prime, they're honed. Home to a sharp razor edge. And we're not just going out there to win. We're going out there for glory. When we get out there, we're gonna yank them and tear them and rip them. We're gonna take them and roll them around and rip them up to pieces. And then we're gonna slaughter them. And after the slaughter is over, we're gonna come back here and ring that victory bell.
Chisholm and Sandy make eye contact.
Like we always wanted.
To. The cheerleaders dance round the fire, and the crowd punch the night air with their placards of support. The T-Birds watch and do a mocking hoedown by Cars. They go through a strange slapping routine.
Guys, be cool, huh?
Hey, watch out, Fred!
Kaneki drives up in a wreck.
Ah, what do you think?
What a hunk of junk.
Wait till I give it a paint job and swoop up the engine, man. She's gonna run like a champ.
I'm racing her with Thunder Road.
Thunder Road?
Yeah, you wanna make something of it?
Uh-huh. I wanna see you make something of this heap.
You're cruising for a bruising.
Hey, what are the Scorpions doing here? This ain't their turf.
The Scorpions driver Leo raises his fist as they pass.
Think they want a rumble?
Yeah, if they do, we're gonna be ready for it.
Let's go get him!
Yeah! As the pink ladies watch Sandy, Rizzo whispers to Frenchie. They approach her. Someone passing lifts Sandy's skirt. Frenchie warns them off.
What's she doing?
Oh, thanks, Frenchie. It's all right. You know, something, you were really great out there.
Oh, I really messed up. I was so nervous.
Oh, no. Hope your split was the wound.
Hi, Sandy.
Well, hi, Riz. Hi, girls.
We got a surprise for you.
Surprise for this?
You'll see. Right, Riz?
By Kaneki's car.
You know, if you fix up this car, it could be Make Out City, you know that?
Right. The chick is gonna have to put out before she even gets in.
You better believe it, man.
Hey, Zuko.
I got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They push Sandy forward.
Sandy!
Danny?
What are you doing here? I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plan.
He looks round at his mates.
Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
Yeah. What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
Well, I do not know. I mean, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad or try the yellow pages? I don't know.
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
She stomps off.
Whoa. I wonder if she carries silver bullets.
Yeah.
Whoa. So she laid her eyes on you, eh, Zuko?
Hey, I bet that's not all she's laid on him.
You're right. Hey, Zuko, got that car, remember?
Come on, Danny.
All right, we've got 3 months.
Well, I swipe my brother's ID.
I got 250. All right, give me this, give me this, over there, give me this.
All right, you ride the front with me.
You were so nice to me this summer.
Listen, Sandy, men are rats. Listen to me. They're fleas on rats. Worse than that, there are amoebas on fleas on rats. I mean, they are too low for even the dogs to bite. The only man a girl can depend on is her daddy. You know what you need?
What?
A night out with the girls.
Huh?
We're having a sleepover at my house tonight. Wanna come? Good. You'll love. Come on.
Okay. Okay, how about a little sneaky peek to get the party going?
In Frenchie's bedroom.
Swiss colony. Wow, it's imported. Hey, I brought some Twinkies. Anybody want one?
Twinkies and wine? Oh, that's real class, Jan.
It says right here it is a dessert wine.
Hey, Sandy didn't get any wine.
Oh, that's okay.
I bet you never had a drink before either.
Oh, yes, I did. I had some champagne at my cousin's wedding once.
Ooh, ring-a-ding-ding.
What's wrong? We don't got cooties.
Sandy swigs from the bottle.
Hey, Sandy, would you like me to pierce your ears for you?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, shut up! Quiet!
Isn't that awfully dangerous?
Oh, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to be a beautician, you know.
What's the matter? You afraid?
No, I'm not.
Here, Frenchie, you can use my virgin pimple.
Yeah, it's nice to know. It's good for something.
It's perfect. Well, Frenchie, I really don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, no, it's okay.
My father won't
Listen,
like it. I promise you.
No!
Oh!
Sandy, why don't we go into the bathroom? My mother will kill me if I get blood all over the carpet.
What?
Oh, it only bleeds for a second.
Frenchie, I don't feel very well.
Don't worry about it, Sandy. If she screws up, she can always fix your hair so your ears don't show.
Oh.
Rizzo lugs down some wine.
Sandy, beauty is pain. Could you please get me some ice to numb her earlobes?
Why don't you just let the cold water run and stick her ear under the faucet?
Oh.
Frenchie returns to the powder room. Marty drapes a robe around her shoulders.
Personally, I'm getting rather chilled.
Hey, what's that?
From Bobby in Korea.
Are you going with a Korean?
Dummy's a Marine.
A Marine?
Yeah! You want to see a picture?
Yeah, you're turning into a one-woman USO.
Hey, you guys, Sandy's sick. I just did one ear. She saw the blood and bleh. You ain't getting your hands on my ears.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you'll be sorry, because I have been accepted to La Cafuri Beauty School.
You mean you're dropping out of Rydell?
I don't look at it as dropping out. I look at it as a very strategic career move.
Hey, why is it torn in half?
His old girlfriend was in the picture.
Frenchie goes to the powder room door.
Sandy, here's your toothbrush.
Oh, thanks, Frenchie. I'm sorry to be so much trouble.
No, it's okay.
Rizzo puts on a blonde wig.
This goody two-shoes makes me want to barf.
Look at me, I'm Sandra D. Lousy with virginity. Won't go to bed till I'm legally wed. I can't, I'm Sandra D. Watch it. Hey, I'm Doris Day. I was not brought up that way. Won't come across. I don't rat my hair. I get ill from one cigarette. Keep your filthy paws off my silky drawers. Would you pull that crap with a net?
She bounces away from a cuddly panda.
As for you, Troy Donahue, I know what you want to do. You got your crust. I'm Sandra D.
Riz sits down. Marty indicates Sandy coming out of the powder room.
You're making fun of me, Riz?
Riz removes the wig.
Some people are so touchy.
The other girls remove the wigs they've put on. Kanicki's convertible pulls up outside Frenchie's.
You vultures.
Hey, change your mind. Let's get out of here.
Hey, what do you mean? What do you mean, what do I mean?
The girls run to the window.
They can't come in here. My folks will flip.
Hey, Putsy, why don't you call them?
Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, Sandy. Where for us now?
Shut up. Sit down.
Come on, let's go.
You goody goodies are too much for me. I'm going to get my kicks when I'm still young enough to get them.
Oh, what's she going to do, shimmy down the drain pipe?
Hey, look. There's Rizzo.
Hey, Riz, are you doing that without a net?
Riz, in pedal pushers and cardigan, jumps down. Some of the guys line up beside the car. Kanicki smooths his hair down.
Swell bunch you are, rushing to help a lady.
Lady? I don't see a lady.
Shut up.
Shut up!
What's up, Kanick?
One guess.
You got a lot to offer a girl.
Yeah, you know it.
What say, Zook?
Danny's still in the car.
You looking good, Riz.
Eat your heart out.
Well, sloppy seconds ain't my style.
Riz glares at him. Danny jumps out and lopes off.
Where are you going, to flog your log?
What's better than hanging around with you dorks?
Hey, Danny! Hey.
Your, chariot, my lady.
Pretty Riz, who has short hair, smiles. In Frenchie's bedroom, Marty flops down onto a bed and writes, her wallet of photos of guys beside her. Sandy joins her.
I never saw in Danny Zuko.
Don't sweat it, honey. Have one of mine.
The photos.
So many of them.
I know.
How do you keep up with all of them?
I'm a terrific pen pal. Hopelessly devoted to each and every one.
Riz is in Kanicki's open car. The others sit on top of the rear seat backs.
Hey!
What are you doing?
Okay. So what you guys think this is, a gangbang?
You wish.
Hey, hit the pavement.
Hey, you gotta be kidding.
It's enough!
All right.
Move it!
Remember us and your will, all right.
They jump out. Kanicki puts his arm round Riz and drives off.
When a guy picks a chick over his buddy, something gotta be wrong.
You said.
Come on, guys, let's go for a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
In Frenchie's bedroom.
Can I have some of that? Sure. Wait!
Marty, who wears a hairnet tied in a bow on top of her head, hands Sandy paper and a pen, then squirts perfume on the paper. Sandy, wearing a long white nightie, takes the paper and pen and goes out onto the porch, where she begins to sing.
Guess mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know. There's just no getting over you.
She sits on the porch steps.
You know, I'm just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see there's nothing else for me to do? I'm hopelessly devoted to you. What I intend to do, I'm hopelessly devoted to you.
Looks into a paddling pool and sees Danny's face. Kanicki and Riz are among couples snogging in their cars, their radios on.
Is acne ruining your life? Do you close your eyes when you look in the mirror? Fear no more. Face up to face off for deep penetration into infected pores. Help dry up the unsightly pimples and blemishes that are taking the fun
out. Kanicki writhes on top of Riz. Both are fully dressed.
Riz.
Could you call me by my first name?
Betty.
You got something?
Are you kidding?
He reaches into his pocket.
My 25-cent insurance policy.
Thanks, Benda.
His eyes widen.
What?
It broke.
How could it break?
I bought it when I was in the 7th grade.
Oh.
She turns away from him. He stares at her and she leans back in the seat. She lunges at him.
What the hell?
Oh, boom.
Leo of the Scorpions backs in with his woman, Cha-Cha. He hits Kaneki's car.
Hey, what the hell you think you're doing?
You parked in a no parking zone, creep.
The whole place a no parking zone, crater face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Leo reverses into him again.
You're gonna pay for that!
Yeah, well, I'll give you 75 cents for the whole car, including your chick.
Flames shoot out of Leo's car's exhaust. Kaneki hurls a tin after him. In the school's workshop...
We're just trying to bang out the dent that's all there is to us.
The problem isn't in the dent.
Where?
The problem's in this rubber band engine.
The problem's in your mouth.
Yeah. And
where are you going to get a new carburetor, huh?
You ever hear of borrowing? Kaneki, you what? Got any scotch tape?
Hey, big stuff. What do you drive, huh?
I drive.
Yeah? How about you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, what about duty?
Well, hey, I was.
That's what I thought. Now, come on, guys. Now, this car could be a major piece of machinery. Do you know that? Now, look at this.
He lifts the bonnet.
Well, this car could be systematic.
He whips off his jacket.
Hydromatic. Ultramatic.
He flings his jacket away.
What could be grease lightning?
Grease lightning.
We'll get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
Keep talking, we'll keep talking.
Fuel injection cut off and chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
We'll get already,
with the four-speed on the floor, they've been waiting at the door. You know that ain't a shit, where they get licensed.
Grease lightning.
Go, grease lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
Go, grease lightning, you're coasting through the heat lab trials.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
You are supreme. Supreme for grease lightning. Purple French tail lights and 30-inch fins, oh yeah.
They dance round the car.
A Palomino dashboard and do them up the tins, oh yeah. With new pistols, plugs and shocks, I can get off my rocks. You know that I ain't bragging, she's a real pussy wagon. Grease lightning.
The car's transformed.
Grease lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease lightning, go.
You are supreme. The chicks are cream. Grease lightning.
The T-Birds, now in smart silver overalls, dance as they fix up the car, which is now red with lightning painted on it. They fit tires and polish up the bodywork. Kaneki stands on the open car with a foot on the top of the convertible's windscreen. He claps his hands and a gleaming engine's lowered to him on a hoist. Danny's astride the engine. The engine's lowered into the engine bay and the bonnet put on. The T-Birds and their mechanics form a pyramid on the car. Kaneki at the apex of the pyramid swings fluffy dice on a string. Aerosols of hair gel are passed up a human chain. Some is squirted into Kaneki's hands and he rubs it into his hair. Two combs are passed up to him, and Kaneki combs his brown hair back into a wavy sort of teddy boy style. Danny tweaks a curl on his own forehead. Kaneki lights a cigarette with a powerful lighter. Danny runs round the car with a cling film streamer, then sings again. Dream over, the car's still a mess.
Come on, guys, let's get to work.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Leo drives the Scorpions down the wrong side of a sunny street. A car has to swerve to avoid them, and pedestrians dive to safety, dropping their belongings. Standing outside the frosty palace, Kaneki and Danny watch. Kaneki puffs a cigarette.
Hey, look, man, those Scorpions, they're asking for it. Hey, Danny, what's up? You still thinking about that chick?
What, are you nuts?
Well, no, I'm just thinking.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so much.
Oh, that's cool.
They go into the frosty palace diner.
Hey, guys.
Okay, the meeting is at session.
Riz comes out of the ladies.
You know what I heard? Well, last year the fuzz at Thunder Road staked out, and everybody got hauled to the clinic.
Danny spots Sandy.
So nobody's gonna catch Grease Lightning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody snaking you, Danny?
Oh, bite the weenie, Riz.
Relish.
Sandy's at a table with Beefcake Tom Chisholm. Riz ruffles Kinnicky's hair.
I don't know about these chicks. Yeah, they're only good for one thing.
Then what are you supposed to do with them for the other 23 hours and 45 minutes of the day?
Is that all it takes, 15 minutes?
They groan at blonde Putsy.
Want some new music? I need some money.
Clean cut Tom feels in his pocket.
Thanks.
Sandy passes the T-Birds table on her way to the jukebox. Trying to avoid his mates noticing, Danny gets up and strolls the other way round to the jukebox. Patty wraps her arms around him.
Hi, Danny!
Sandy sees.
I can't talk to you right now.
Listen, what are you doing later?
I can't talk, all right?
Call me!
He disentangles himself and goes to sit at a table near the jukebox. He tries to look nonchalant. Sandy ignores him. He walks over to her, but she continues selecting music.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
That's good. Hey, Sandy, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time now.
And what about?
Well, about that night at the bonfire. I mean, the way I acted, that was terrible. I mean, it really was. I mean, it wasn't me. You gotta know that. I mean, it was me, of course, but it wasn't me. And you see, Sandy, I got this image, right? I got this.
Well, that's why I'm so glad that Tom's such a simple person.
She gives Tom a cute wave. He responds reluctantly.
Simple is right. Too bad his brains are in his biceps.
Jealous, are you?
Jealous? Oh, come on, Sandy. Don't make me laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
And what have you ever done?
Danny's smile fades.
Oh, come on. I can run circles around those jerks.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Sandy walks away. Danny smiles awkwardly and saunters away. Wearing shades and with a cigarette between his lips, Danny watches students do gymnastics in the gym. Coach Calhoun walks up to him. Danny blows smoke in Coach's face. Coach smiles and wafts it away.
Let's start with the first rule. Cutting down 2 packs a day, eh? There we go.
Coach takes the fag. Danny hands in his packet of fags.
Now, what sort of athletics are you interested in, eh? You like the rings?
Yeah, I installed the 7 rings just a couple weeks ago.
Well, the first thing we have to do is you have to change.
Well, I know that's why I'm here, you know, to change.
No, I mean your clothes.
Oh.
Later, Danny's kitted out and standing beside Coach on a basketball court.
All right, let's knock it off. Fellas, want to introduce a new man? Danny, let's give him a tryout, eh?
The guy bullets the ball at him.
Gotta watch.
All right, come on. Full fire, come on, here we go.
Come on.
Danny threatens them all with his fist. Coach calls tall, skinny Danny over, wearing a silly smile. Danny lopes over to him. Coach takes the ball from Danny.
You have to dribble.
Coach demonstrates and loses the ball.
Here we go, Coach.
Thank you, son. Now just dribble the ball, put it in the basket. Think you can do that?
Can I do that?
Okay.
Let's go. Come on, Danny, over here. Let's go.
Danny arrogantly dribbles, but the ball's taken off him immediately and the guy scores a basket.
Hey, that's it. Go.
Get him, Danny, get him.
Danny tries to get the ball off a guy.
That's it.
He can't and whacks him.
Oh. What'd I do?
Jeez.
Danny watches wrestling in the gym.
I want you to meet your wrestling partner. Danny?
Andy.
Andy's very, very tall.
Are you crazy?
Come on. All right, come on, let's start. Let's get in the first position. Danny, you get down.
They get on their knees.
Okay, Andy, get on. Ready? Okay.
Andy floors Danny easily.
Hold on. Danny, you gotta try. Come on. Let's get down. All right, Andy, let's change position. You get down. Come on.
They get on their knees. Danny is slightly behind Andy and puts an arm around his body.
All right, ready?
Andy pins Danny down again.
Give
Yeah, give.
Good.
Danny whacks Andy while he's not looking, then storms off.
Who's your headers?
Outside, Danny picks up a baseball bat.
I think you're going to like baseball. It's not that much of a contact sport. Now get in there and let's see what you can do, all right? Throw the ball. Come on, let's play.
Hey, where would you like
Come on,
it, huh?
Let's get it up.
Right down the
Come
pipe.
On, man, let's pitch this guy out.
Hey, hey, this boy can't even bat. Can't even hold a ball.
All right.
See, I told you, he doesn't even swing. What kind of ball player are you? Come on, put it in here, pitcher.
All right.
Come on, little pepper, little fire. Come on, little fire in there. Come on, come on. Let's see you hit it. Put it in, put it in, put it in. Foul ball.
Danny goes for the catcher, who responds.
Come on.
Put the bat down. Put the bat down. Now, there's a lot of other sports that don't have any contact at all.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Like track.
What do you mean, running?
I mean, just like running. I mean, something that needs endurance. Something that needs stamina. Like long distance running. Cross country running.
That could be cool.
Good.
Hey, cut it! Come on, keep those legs high.
Danny runs round a sunny track. He sees Sandy on the grandstand steps with Tom. She ruffles Tom's hair. Danny looks angry, picks up his pace, and begins to jump hurdles. He misses one.
Danny!
Sandy runs to him. He picks himself up and dusts himself off.
Danny, are you all right? Danny, talk to me. The least you can do is talk to me after the way you treated me.
The way I treated... Sandy, I told you I was sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, got you joking. You sure you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine. So you're still going out with that jockstrap?
Well,
is he taking you to the dance?
Well, that all depends.
On what?
On you.
On me?
Yeah.
He can stab you.
He waves at Tom, who's now with two women. Tom glares. Danny and Sandy pull up outside Frosty Palace in a dusty maroon convertible. They get out. He sees the pink ladies dancing with the T-Birds.
Sandy, come on, let's go someplace else, huh?
Why?
Because we can't be alone here, that's why.
Danny.
She pulls him back.
Okay.
Danny takes her by the hand and rushes inside the diner. He ducks as they pass his dancing mates. He leads her to a table and sits down quickly.
Let me put my arm out of the socket.
Well, I didn't want to miss this table. It's the best table they got.
He hides behind a menu.
What are you doing?
I just want a little privacy for us, all right?
What'll it be, kids?
Cherry soda, please.
Danny.
Oh, I'm not very hungry. Just give me a double Polar burger with everything and cherry soda with chocolate ice cream, okay?
Ooh, that sounds good. All the same.
The same? You can eat a lot, can't you?
Yeah, you're funny.
How you doing, Zook, huh? Nice. Golden cones.
Hi, Lisa, how are you?
Peachy cane, Jellybean.
Hey, you got a couple of quarters? We can split an Eskimo pie.
My Dutch 3 days are over.
You plan on staying home a lot.
Hey, greetings, pals and gals. Hey, you get 23 cents. Anybody want to chip in for a dog sled delight?
I don't know where all my money goes. Dime here, 15 cents there.
Yeah, well, another couple of months, Frenchie, he'll be able to take us all out. Huh? A working girl with income.
Hey, that's right.
Well, you know, they don't pay you very much to start off with.
Yeah, well, that's still more than we make, so ante up, because I don't get my allowance until Friday.
Well, you got an allowance.
When I'm a good boy, I do. Hey, Viola, a dog sled delight with four spoons.
And an Eskimo pie with
Hi,
a knife. Hiya,
Tang.
Hey. Here you are. Rabbit and growl.
Sandy and Danny's order arrives. Riz checks her neck in a mirror.
So many hickeys, people would think I'm a leper.
Cheer up. Hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card. Ain't care enough to send the very best.
You pig.
I love it when you talk dirty.
My parents want to invite you over tea on Sunday. Do you want to come?
They all look to Danny.
I don't like tea.
You don't have to drink tea?
Well, I don't like parents.
Patsy offers food to Jan.
Want some?
You sure are a cheap date. Well, I didn't mean it the way it came out.
I understand.
I always thought you were a very understanding person.
I am.
And I also think that there's more to you than just fat.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You got a date for the dance-off?
No.
Want to go?
Yeah! Oh, no, I'm gonna be a senior forever. I'll stay that dumbass of a test tomorrow.
Hey, you're in luck, Luscious. You got an arm, that's going home.
Not the arms I'm worried about, Sonny. It's the hands.
She loves me.
Marty goes. Doody.
Are you coming, Frank?
Oh, I don't think so. I think I'd like to hang out a little bit longer.
All right.
Well, I have been dieting all day long. My mom's apple pie is better than this stuff. Do you want a piece?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Putsy.
Yeah?
15 minutes.
Figo.
No, Danielle, I'm kind of worried about this dance-off. Maybe they dance differently than we do back home.
Don't worry about it. Maybe we'll invent the kangaroo bop.
Hey. Come on, let's get out of here, Sam. Look, we'll see you later, okay?
My friendship. See you, Sandy.
Riz stubs out a cigarette.
Wait, I get stuck with the check again. Give me money.
Riz glares.
Okay, what is it, huh? What's with you tonight? You got the personality of a wet mop.
Don't start with me.
Oh, sure, fine. Oh, okay, Eureka. How about I finish with you, huh?
Finish this!
She chucks her drink.
To you from me, Pinky Lee.
Riz then throws his coat at him.
Sorry, French.
Kanicki runs out after Riz. Frenchie wears a headscarf.
No use crying over spilled milkshake.
Oh, I'll be okay.
You know, it's near closing time, don't you?
Do you mind if I stay around a little longer, Vi?
No, suit yourself. Wow.
What?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but your hair looks like an Easter egg.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a little trouble in tinting class. In fact, I had a little trouble in all my classes. Beauty school sure wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, nothing ever is.
French has taken off her scarf to reveal pink hair.
Vi, I dropped out. What do you think of waitressing?
You're too young to know.
Hey, maybe I could be a telephone operator. Yeah, I don't think I would like to wear those little things over my ears. God, if only I could have a guardian angel to tell me what to do. You know, like Debbie Reynolds had in Tammy. What do you think?
If you find him, give him my phone number.
Vi turns out the lights and leaves. Alone in Frosty's, a beam of light shines on Frenchie. She looks up through shafts of flaring light and sees a handsome, dark-haired man. He's dressed in white Lurex shirt and trousers and sings to her.
Your story's sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up, non-delinquent, on the block.
Frenchie blinks and gapes.
Your future's so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade in on your smile.
The man descends steps, flanked by women under hairdryers. They raise their dryer hoods and stand to greet him. They wear shiny silver rollers in their hair.
Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout, missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving?
What are you proving?
You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you could join a steno crew. Turn in your T's and comb and go back to high school.
He looks into French's big dark eyes.
Beauty school dropout, hanging around the corner store. Beauty school dropout, it's about time you knew the score. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker.
Frenchie looks shocked. He sits beside her.
Baby, don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it.
You're not cut out to hold the job. Better forget it.
Forget it.
Who wants their hair done by a slob? Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirled, but still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face and go back to high school.
Frenchie blows gum.
Baby, don't blow it.
He pops the gum bubble.
Don't put my good advice to shame, baby, you know it. Even dear Abby say the same. Now I've called the shot, get off the pot. I really gotta fly. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky.
The smooth guy saunters back up his white steps.
Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school. Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school. Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school.
Three ungainly male angels fly slowly across the sparkling white set. They wear heavy shoes. The scene fades to black. In the school car workshop.
You slow your head, Kinnicky.
What are you doing?
Hey, come on, Kinnicky, give him a break, man.
I'll give you a break, all right.
No, we're working the brakes later. Move over, Slick. Hey, fruitcake, you got it on backwards.
All right.
What kind of car did you swipe this from, anyway?
Your mother's.
A TV camera crew is setting up at Rydell High. Riz and Marty are passing. Marty stops and points to Kinnicky, who stares over at Riz.
Riz.
Riz eyes Kinnicky with a sneer, then motions for she and Marty to walk on.
Believe it will be done nationwide television.
Danny watches and approaches a despondent-looking Kinnicky.
You still gonna go to the dance?
Man, I'm gonna have the hottest date there.
Biggest thing that ever happened to Rydell High, and we don't have dates.
What about Rudy from the Capri Lounge?
Get serious.
It's a suggestion.
Well, I already called him.
Riz and Marty stand by cars. Leo drives along in his mean-looking car. Riz clocks him.
Relax. I think our luck is changing.
She poses in her pencil skirt. Leo stops and ogles her.
You know what you're doing?
What we're doing. Come on.
Fair-haired, tough-looking Leo nods them in. Riz and Marty, both wearing tight pencil skirts, hurriedly clamber in, and he drives off. His exhausts shoot flames. Rydell Gym is decked out with red and white streamers. A smartly dressed Sonny enters carrying a gold box under his arm. Leo enters with his arm around Riz's shoulder. Marty's with them. Leo removes his shades and sneers as Sonny approaches.
Hey, Marty, you're looking good.
Could you just excuse me 1 second?
She frees herself from Leo.
You're feeling good too, huh?
Sonny, there he is! Look, that's Vince Fontaine!
Yeah, I've seen better heads on a mug of beer.
Grow up, he's the living end.
Yeah, if you like older guys.
Sonny stomps off with his box. Marty, in a strapless emerald green dress, watches Vince, who admires himself in a mirror. Sandy, wearing a strapless white dress with a see-through bolero jacket, enters with Danny.
Danny, this is so exciting.
Yeah, well, you see, what you gotta do is make friends with the cameraman.
You know the cameraman?
Yeah, his name's Ted.
Woody, how do I look?
Like a beautiful blonde pineapple.
French is in yellow with blonde hair.
You're late, fellas. Where you been, huh?
Boy, the gym never looked so good.
Yeah, did you bring the provisions?
All right, kids, I want a big circle here. A big circle. Come on, boys and girls, we are going on the air very shortly.
Wait,
but first, let's have some warm-up numbers with Johnny Casino and the Gamblers.
The contestants flood onto the floor and do the rock and roll. A floor manager watches Sandy and Danny as Danny flings her about confidently.
Everybody rock, everybody rock, everybody rock.
A guy spins a girl. She drops to her haunches and he pulls her through his open legs from back to front. Another guy gets his legs tangled up and falls, pulling his partner down on top of him. Danny swings Sandy up in the air, then as she comes down, lets her slide between his legs. He stands over her, then picks her up and spins her. The floor manager turns to Doody and Frenchy to ask for Sandy and Danny's names.
What are their names?
Fred and Ginger.
Fred and Ginger.
Girls in prom dresses sit tapping their feet at the side of the hall and trying to look nonchalant. Sandy and Danny sit at the side too. She's now removed her bolero top and her blonde hair is drawn back off her face. A thick, shiny fringe falls to just above her eyebrows. Danny is dressed in a dark suit and a pink shirt open at the neck.
How about I get camouflaged?
Oh, don't worry about it. We're gonna be cool, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry? Good. Come on, let's go.
Riz dances with Leo. His hair is slicked back except for a gelled lock of hair at the front. The collar of his yellow shirt is turned up. He suddenly catches sight of Cha-Cha kissing Kaniki, and Riz has to pull Leo back. She strokes his face to calm him. Putsy to Jan.
Why don't you let me lead for a change?
I can't help it! I'm used to lead!
Okay!
Doody dances stiffly with Frenchy.
Doody, can't you turn me around or something?
Don't talk, French. I'm trying to count.
He's a hopeless dancer. Danny and Sandy.
Did you ever think about taking up singing professionally?
Hey, Zuko! Zuko! I want you to meet Cha-Cha Di Gregorio.
How you doing, Zuko, baby?
Fine. Who is she?
They call me Cha-Cha, because I'm the best dancer at St. Bernadette's.
With the worst reputation.
Let's go, Sandy.
Who's that girl?
She's just a girl I know, that's all.
Vince Fontaine, now wearing shades, sidles up to Marty, who no longer wears her decorative specs.
Hi.
He removes his shades.
I'm Vince Fontaine. Hey, do your folks know I come into your room every night? Oh, but K-Z-A-Z, that is. I'm judging the dance contest.
I don't think I'm entered.
A knockout like you? What's your name?
Marty.
Marty what?
Maraschino. You know, like in Cherry?
Vince, attractive and in his 40s, gives her a wry look. The band do their dance routine as they sing. Marty stands in front of Vince and sways her hips to the end beats of the music. Sonny secretly pours booze into Punch.
What are you doing?
Washing my hands.
Sonny puts on shades and hurries away from the teacher. Cha-Cha and Kaniki do a little jogging step between two rows of dancers. Sandy and Danny are behind them.
How do you know her?
She's an old friend of the family's, that's all.
Leo chews as he dances. Doody flaps his arms like a chicken as he dances with Frenchie.
Aren't you glad to be back?
Oh, yeah. Besides, blondes do have more fun. Music, I just can't make my feet behave.
And she's Tinkerbell.
Hi, Sonny.
Tinkerbell-like Blanche, who's dancing with Tom, goes to the stage and picks up a microphone.
The Rideout Fighter!
Everyone jumps up and down. McGee and Coach proceed to the stage. Both are beaming. Blanche helps McGee up and hands her the microphone. Coach, in a loud check jacket, stands beside McGee, who's in her 50s and wears a long, floaty beige dress. Coach waves his hands and signals for quiet.
When you are finished, you will be happy to know that I am not judging the dance. I think we all owe a round of applause to Patty Simcox and Eugene Felsnick and committee for their beautiful decorations.
Let's air for the toilet paper!
In a few moments, the entire nation will be watching Rydell High. God help us. And I want you all to be on your best behavior.
No hiding.
And now here he is, the Prince of the Platters, Mr. Vince Fontaine.
Vince doesn't appear. He's too busy chatting up Marty. This time he hears his cue and rushes towards the stage. The audience lift him and he crowd surfs the last few yards, shaking offered hands as he goes. Vince kicks his legs out to the beat and gyrates his hips.
What's your name, sweetheart?
McGee frowns and grabs the mic from him.
And now for the rules.
Game rule one. All couples must be boy-girl.
Yeah, too bad, Eugene.
All right, come on. Game rule two. During the dance contest, if you tapped on the shoulder, you must leave the floor immediately, or else. Amina.
And rule three, anyone doing tasteless or vulgar movements will be disqualified. That leaves us out.
McGee curls a lip at Rizzo's comment.
Can we keep it clean, please? Let's keep it clean.
20 seconds.
Thank you, fans and friends and odds and ends. And now, for you gals and guys, a few words to the wise. You Jims and Sals are my best pals. And to look your best for the big contest, just be yourselves and have a ball. That's what it's all about, after all. So forget about the camera and think about the beat. We'll give the folks at home a real big treat. Don't worry about where the camera is. Just keep on dancing. That's your biz. Hey, and if I tap your shoulder, move to the side. Let the others finish the ride.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Freshener is sprayed in Vince's mouth.
Live from Rydell High School. This is the event you've all been waiting for, the National Dance-Off. And away we go with Johnny Casino and the Gamblers.
Everyone rushes to a camera. They leap up and down in front of it. Vi and other waitresses watch on TV in Frosties. It's in black and white. Blanche in her pink tiered dress grooves madly. TV cameras move around the packed dance floor. Danny pulls Sandy in front of a camera to make sure they're seen on TV. The waitresses watch.
Is Danny and Sandy?
Other dancers make faces at the camera and wave. Watching in Frosties.
Some fantabulous prizes. But don't feel bad if I bump you out, because it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's what you do with your dancing shoes. Hey, does everybody here know Marty?
He turns to her lustfully.
Okay, cats, throw your mittens around your kittens, and away we go!
The giant Rydell Ranger mascot breaks. Patty shrieks.
Papa said everything's all right. Doctor made my mother dead.
Kaneki talks to Vince as he strolls through the dancers. Vince has a bit of a dance with Sandy and eyes her appreciatively, then moves on to Pretty Marty. Everyone's dancing wildly and jerkily, especially Doody, who flails around. Vince, as judge, indicates for Doody and Frenchie to leave the floor. Doody looks daggers. Vince moves away with Marty.
Yes, little buddy. Go. Shake it.
Rizzo shimmies as Leo jumps around her on his haunches. Vince continues walking among the dancing couples, judging them. Leo and Liz are out and he pats Leo on the shoulder. Leo looks angry.
Yeah, here we go.
Leo begins to dance with Cha-Cha, but Kaneki starts a scuffle with him. Riz and Cha-Cha break up the scuffle. Kaneki continues dancing with Cha-Cha.
Come on now, shake it! Yeah! Twist it!
Kaneki sinks down and does the splits. Cha-Cha rests a foot on his shoulder. Dancers run across the floor, including Cha-Cha, who deserts Nikki. A dancer slides on his knees. People somersault, girls are spun round, Patty cartwheels. Riz leaves the dance floor, glowering. Kaneki slides to Patty on his knees. He gets up, lifts her skirt, then limbos.
How low can you go? How low can you go? How low can you go? How low can you go?
Blanche is carried off the floor. Sandy and Danny are now the focus of attention. They strut their stuff in perfect synchrony. Sultry brunette Cha-Cha stands watching on the sidelines.
There you go. Come on now, Ninja!
Sunny steers Sandy away to dance with him. Cha-Cha rockets onto the floor to take over with Danny. Sandy struggles to get away from Sunny, but he pushes her off into the crowd. Danny is reluctant to dance with Cha-Cha, but then gets into his stride. They dance in synchrony and dynamically. Sandy glowers and runs out.
Do it, baby! Do it!
Danny flings Cha-Cha around. McGee winces at a few suggestive moves they make. Danny spins on his side on the floor.
That's the Hinchard Grandchild!
The crowd gather round and groove as they watch Danny and Cha-Cha. Danny and Cha-Cha jump, spin and strut. She raises her flouncy skirt in can-can style.
Yeah, Alex, bring it up now! Bring it up! Higher! 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 And higher! Now can you hate ya, baby?
McGee walks on with a trophy. To her surprise, Cha-Cha grabs it. The dancing crowd gather round, then Vince somersaults over to the front and he's thrown a microphone.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Now let's meet them! Here they are, the new champs! Come on! Come on up here!
Cha-Cha and Danny step forward.
Cha-Cha and Danny, Zuko!
Cha-Cha and Danny, congratulations! Come on, we're gonna do it now. Don't worry, he's in good hands.
Who's? Doody, Putsy and Sunny swap jackets.
See our champs in a spotlight dance.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
See Sunny and Doody moon at the camera. Five.
I wonder who that is on the right.
Next day.
We have pictures of you so-called mooners. And just because the pictures aren't of your faces doesn't mean we can't identify you. At this very moment, those pictures are on the way to Washington, where the FBI has experts in this type of identification. If you turn yourselves in now, you may escape a federal charge.
Working on Kaneki's car in the school garage, Putsy, Doody and Sunny look edgy. Titles flash up on a film. It creeps, it crawls, it eats you alive. Run, don't walk, from the blob. The pink ladies pull up at a drive-in movie. Kinnicky also pulls up at the movie and lets Doody, Putsy and Sonny out of the boot.
Come on, Doody, watch your hands. Putsy, move it up. I feel like a meatball in here. Okay, let's go find the chicks.
Yeah.
Marty! Marty!
Jan opens her door and hits a post.
Hold my money. Don't let me go near the refreshment stand.
I'm not hungry.
Hey,
I'm not hungry.
Make it happen.
There's nobody here.
Danny sits with Sandy in his car. She stares at the film.
Oh, come on, Sandy. I told you on the phone that I was sorry.
I know that you did.
Yeah, well, you do believe me, don't you?
Well, yes, but I still think that you and Cha-Cha went together.
We did not go together, Sandy. We just went together, that's all.
Same thing.
No.
Sandy sits primly and stares up at the screen ahead. Danny nonchalantly tries to pull a ring off his finger. It won't budge. Pretending to look away over his shoulder, he pulls at the ring hard, but it's still stuck. Danny rubs his hand against his greased hair, then tugs at the ring and it comes off. His elbow accidentally hits Sandy.
Sandy, I'm sorry.
She goes back to looking at the screen. He grins to himself, then adopts a serious face.
Sandy, would you want my ring?
Danny, I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Yes.
She kisses his cheek. He puts his arm around the back of her seat.
Oh, Danny, this means so much to me, because I know now that you respect me.
Danny looks away guiltily. Marty goes up to Riz, who's combing her hair at a mirror in a washroom.
Hey, Riz, watch it.
Riz bumps Patty, who scowls.
What's with you tonight?
I feel like a defective typewriter.
Huh?
I skipped a period.
Do you think you're PG?
I don't know, big deal.
Was it Kinnicky?
No, you don't know the guy.
Hey, Riz, look, Riz, it's okay. I caught Vince Fontaine trying to put aspirin on my coke at the dance.
Hey, Marty, you ain't gonna tell nobody about this, right?
Oh, sure, Riz. Look, I'll take it to the grave, okay?
They leave the busy washroom.
Coming through. Come on, lady with the baby.
Riz glares at her and goes. Sonny's nearby.
What's up?
Carrying drinks and popcorn, Sonny hurries away past a group of people.
Rizzo got a bun in the oven.
The news travels in excited whispers down the row of cars to where Kinnicky stands. He lights a cigarette with his flamethrower-type lighter. He has a word with the car's occupant, then turns and sees Rizzo strolling gloomily in the dark.
Rizzo, I hear you're knocked up.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, good news really travels fast.
Why don't you tell me about it?
What's it to you?
I thought I might be able to do something.
You did enough.
I don't want to wait for my mistakes.
Hey, don't worry about it, Kinnicky. It was somebody else's mistake.
Shocked, he smiles awkwardly.
Thanks a lot, kid.
Anytime.
Kinnicky walks off. Danny has moved in closer to Sandy.
I'm not gonna get any cold.
Oh, no. It's just probably a little drive-in dust, that's all.
The force of the pretend sneeze has moved him closer. His hand moves towards her breast.
Sandy!
Danny, what are you doing?
Oh, Sandy, don't worry about it. Nobody's watching.
Danny, get off me!
Sandy, what's the matter with you? I thought I meant something to you.
You think I'm going to stay here with you in this sin wagon? You can take this piece of tin?
Sandy, you just can't walk out of a drive-in.
Having slammed the door on his crotch, she chucks the ring at him and runs off. Danny gets out of the car miserably. He leans against it.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say Monday at school?
He walks among the cars at the drive-in.
Sandy, can't you see I'm in misery? We made a start, now we're apart. There's nothing left for me.
love has flown all alone. I sit and wonder why you left me. Oh, Sandy. Oh, Sandy, maybe someday when high school is done, somehow, some way, our two worlds will be one. In heaven forever and ever we will be. Oh, please say you'll stay. Oh, Sandy.
He sits on a swing.
Sandy, my darling, you hurt me real bad. You know it's true. But baby, you gotta believe me when I say I'm helpless without you.
Love has flown all alone. I sit, I wonder why you left me. Oh, Sandy.
The cartoon shows behind him. Nicky drives his souped-up convertible from the school garage.
Oh, well, the crate shaped up, and it's as hot as the parts on it.
Hey, we didn't steal all of it. Some of it was donated.
Hey, this baby's gonna knock them on their ears at Thunder Road.
You're right. You could still change your mind. The flag goes down in 3 hours.
And these lightning strikes.
Hey, Miss Murdoch, you coming?
I don't expect my boys to let me down, and I won't let them down.
Oh, right. Go, Murdoch.
We'll talk to you.
Come on.
Danny leads Kanicki aside.
Look, those guys at Thunder Road, they don't fool around. You know that, right?
Oh, you want me to punk out?
No, I'm not saying punking out, but I'm just... You know what I mean.
Hey, Danny, we've been friends a long time, right?
Yeah.
Well, you remember the drive-in the other night? We went and the movie, and it was like the duel, and the guy's best friend went with him, and like it was like his lieutenant, like his second, you know?
Yeah.
So? Well, I thought that you could maybe be my second at Thunder Road.
What do you mean? You want me to drive with you, or what?
No.
Kanicki gives him a meaningful look.
Oh. Hey.
They hug and laugh, then withdraw and comb their hair.
Listen, I'll pick you up at 3, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, open up the door. What are you sitting around for? There's a spot over there.
Get the can off the front of the car, you fucking
idiot, you boy!
The car is now gleaming white with silver zigzags in a school doorway.
Oh, hello, Riz. Are you going to Thunder Road?
Not a chance.
I've got to go. I have to talk to Danny.
Unless you got wheels and a motor, he won't know you're alive.
Listen, Riz, I know that we haven't been the best of friends, but if there's anything I can do...
Oh, I can take care of myself and anybody else who comes along. You think I don't know what people are saying about me?
Sandy turns away.
Hey.
Sandy stops. Riz smiles uneasily.
Thanks.
Sandy returns the smile and goes. Patty comes through the door with a group of other girls and throws a look at Riz.
That's the one I was telling you about.
They go. Riz sings.
There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true. But there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys. Smile at them and bat my eyes. Press against them when we dance. Make them think they stand a chance. Then refuse to see it through. I'd never do. I could stay home every night. Wait around for Mr. Right. Take cold showers every day and throw my life away on a dream that won't come true. I could hurt someone like me. Out of spite or jealousy, I don't steal and I don't lie, but I can feel and I can cry, a fact I'll bet you never knew. But to cry in front of you, that's the worst thing could do.
Rizzo turns and watches Kinnicky drive off in his car, Greased Lightning. Cars with headlights glaring make their way through a narrow tunnel. Out in the sunshine, onlookers gather at Thunder Road, which is a storm drain beneath a series of bridges. The pink ladies pull up, minus Riz, then Kinnicky and Danny. Kinnicky and Danny get out of Greased Lightning. Kinnicky throws down a cigarette. Danny keeps his between his lips. Leo, who's with Cha-Cha, swaggers towards Kinnicky, who goes to meet him. Danny and the other T-Birds watch. Kinnicky takes off his shades.
So you guys think you got a winner there, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, well, it takes more than a coat of paint to make it a Thunder Road.
Oh, yeah?
You guys ain't thinking about changing your mind, are you?
No way.
Good, because we're racing for pinks.
Pinks?
Pinks, you punk. Pink slips, ownership papers.
Danny goes for Leo. Kinnicky holds him back.
Come on. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it, all right?
Hey, get the dude, man.
The pink ladies watch as Leo saunters back to Cha-Cha, who takes a medallion from her cleavage.
What did she give him?
A lock of hair from her chest.
Leo snogs Cha-Cha.
Poor Kinnicky.
Jan looks at the ground.
See a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck. Give me that.
Smoking a cigarette in a holder, Marty grabs the penny.
If it were in any better condition, it would fly.
Oh, she's gonna.
Here, Kinnicky, I brought you a little something for good luck.
Gee, thanks.
Oh,
don't worry about it. I'll get it.
Standing beside the car, Kinnicky bends to pick up the penny. Putsy opens the car door from inside and whacks Kinnicky, laying him out.
Put this under his head.
Zuko, he's out cold.
What are we gonna do?
Kinnicky.
Oh.
Hey, talk to me, buddy, huh?
What?
You okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, fine. Oh,
you can't drive.
Hey, no, really, I'm all right. I'm just seeing two of you, man.
Hey, you want me to drive for you? Huh? Yeah. All right. Come on, let's help him up.
Danny gets into Greased Lightning. Sandy, standing way up on a concrete embankment that leads up from the wide gully of the storm drain, sits and watches. Leo is sitting at his wheel. He calls out to Danny.
Hey, the rules are there ain't no rules. It's to the second bridge and back, and the one who makes it here first wins.
All ass, kid.
Miss McGuire, in baseball cap and overalls, gives Danny an encouraging slap. Sonny offers the penny, which Danny ignores. Cha-Cha, a slinky figure in yellow pedal pushers, tight black belt, and figure-hugging grey top, stands in front of the cars and raises her arms above her head dramatically. Leo rolls up beside Danny.
You ain't gonna see me for death, Zuko.
Cha-Cha rips off her yellow neckerchief and raises it in the air. She flings her arms backwards, throws her head back and stands on tiptoe as the two cars set off past her in a cloud of dust. The onlookers rush to various vantage points to get a better look at the race. Danny's marginally in the lead. Leo deliberately shunts him in the back bumper. Leo draws even and laughs.
Come on, baby.
Cha-Cha urges Leo on. One of Leo's spiked hubcaps cuts into the side of Danny's car. It tears a hole in the rear door. The cars reach the end of the gully. Leo, in the lead slightly, makes a fancy handbrake turn. Danny merely does a U-turn round a pillar, which splits the gully, and he heads back down it. He's now in the lead. Leo, wearing studded leather gauntlets, comes alongside again. One of the spiked hubcaps approaches Danny's car. Kinnicky cheers Danny on. Danny mounts the steep concrete embankment. Leo follows and drives alongside Danny. The spinning barbed blade shears the hubcap from Danny's offside front tyre. They speed on, but a huge arch in the embankment forces Leo to drop back and follow Danny over a solid section. They descend onto the road again. Danny charges over sewage pipes covered by concrete and splashes down into a big puddle. Every panel on the car shifts, but he carries on. Leo's car hits the water and grinds to a halt. Sandy beams excitedly. Onlookers run down from the embankment as a now stationary Leo hits his steering wheel in anger. Danny stops and smiles across at him. Danny's supporters leap all over the car. Sandy sits all alone way up the concrete embankment. Danny jumps out of the car. Frenchie in big sunglasses spots Sandy. Sandy, who wears a pretty salmon pink dress, wraps her arms around her drawn-up legs.
Look at me, there has to be something more than what they see. Wholesome and pure, oh so scared and unsure, a poor man's Sandra.
Frenchie removes her shades.
What's the matter? Aren't you happy?
No, not really, Frenchie, but I think I know a way I could be. Could you help me?
Of course.
Can I come over to your place?
Sure, come on.
Sandy, you must start anew.
Danny watches Sandy go. McGee switches on her desk mic. Blanche plays the xylophone.
Attention, seniors. Before the merriment of commencement commences, I hope that your years with us here at Rydell High have prepared you for the challenges you face. Who knows, among you there may be a future Eleanor Roosevelt. Or a Rosemary Clooney. And among you young men, there may be a Joe DiMaggio, a President Eisenhower, or even a Vice President Nixon. But always you will have the glorious memories of Rydell High. Rydell forever. Bon voyage.
McGee turns off her mic and hands Blanche a tissue.
Oh, Blanche, stop blubbering.
McGee grabs a tissue too. The students burst out of Rydell's main doors and throw papers into the air. A big banner announces Rydell Graduation Carnival. Students run down the tiers of the sports field grandstand. On the field itself is a fairground with stalls, a big wheel and a host of rides. Bunting is hung out and there are clusters of balloons. Serving on a candy floss stall, Blanche, wearing a straw hat, struggles to wind a huge swathe of green candy floss round a stick. She addresses Marty. Tom tests his strength.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it! Halfway flunked phys ed.
Did I take phys ed?
That's Patsy and Sonny.
Step right up here. It's for a wonderful cause. The teacher's retirement fund. Give him a pie in the puss.
Coach Calhoun, how
How could you afford the T-Birds?
Don't worry. We'll get your diplomas. All you have to do is come back to summer school.
Summer school? Look out!
Putsy hurls a pie at Calhoun's head.
I see if you'd have come to class, you wouldn't have missed me.
Wise guy, huh? Yeah.
Hey, don't get him!
You stink.
Why? You couldn't even pitch one inning.
Sonny's thrown a pie and missed. Eugene's effort is on target.
What's your name? I want you.
It's Eugene.
You're a great pitcher.
Oh, thank you.
Sonny slaps a cream pie in Eugene's face. The rides spin. Kanicki calls up to Rizzo, who's on the big wheel with Frenchie.
Rizzo! Rizzo! Get over that thing! You gotta get fishing!
Forget it! It was a false alarm!
What?
I'm not pregnant!
Kanicki jumps up to meet the ride as it stops.
You'll make an honest woman of you.
Listen, fella, this is a line. I ain't biting.
That's a bona fide offer.
They kiss passionately. Danny, in a white jacket with a red R on it, swaggers through the fair. Doody, Putsy, and Sonny spot him.
It is Zuko!
You gotta be kidding, man!
Hey, what is this, Halloween?
Where did you sweat? This Letterman sweat, huh?
My tools were out stealing hubcaps. I lettered in track. How do you like that? I can't believe it. Danny Zuko turned jock?
That's right, I did. You doing deserting us?
Well, you guys can't follow leader all your lives, can you? Oh, come on, guys. You know you mean a lot to me. It's just that Sandy does, too, and I'm going to do anything I can to get her. That's all.
Putsy turns and ogles something. The others follow suit. Sandy poses in black leather jacket and tight black trousers. Her hair in a raunchy style, she smokes a cigarette. Danny gapes.
Sandy?
Tell me about it.
He can't take his eyes off her. She gives him a sultry look and puffs her cigarette. Danny sings.
I got chills, they're multiplying. And I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
They rip off their jackets to reveal all black kit. He falls to his knees at Sandy's feet. She stubs out her cigarette and kicks him away.
You better shape up.
He follows her past a sign marked Danger Ahead.
If you feel with affection, you're too shy to convey it. Meditate my direction. Feel your way.
Wow!
I better shape up, cause you need a man.
I need a man who can keep me satisfied.
If I'm gonna prove,
you better prove that my faith is justified.
Are you sure?
Cause I'm sure down deep inside.
You're the one that I want.
You're the one
that I want. Ooh, 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 honey.
The slender couple, she in a skimpy black top, he in a t-shirt, dance provocatively on a rocking platform marked Shake Shack. Danny carries Sandy and dances down between two lines of people who fall into their knees. Facing Danny, Sandy has her legs wrapped around his waist and her arms round his neck. Hands free now, Danny lifts a hammer and strikes a strength machine. Frenchie.
Everybody! Rizzo and Kanicki made up!
All right!
Oh,
with you after graduation.
Yeah, maybe we'll never see each other again.
Nah, that'll never happen.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know?
The pals run and skip around in the bright sunshine. Danny and Sandy, each with an arm around the other, dance and sing together.
We go together like rama-rama-rama, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-dong. Remember forever, as shoo-ba-choo-ba-da-wa-da-yip-a-da-boom-da-boom. Chang-chang, chang-a-da-chang-chi-bop, that's the way it should be. Wahoo, yeah! We're one of a kind, like tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-
The various rides spin. A laughing Calhoun and McGee are on a ride together. He has his arm round her. A huge group of students at the fair skip, kick their legs out, and twirl as they dance in formation. Then they run backwards, bringing their knees up high. Danny and Sandy, riding in his now highly polished maroon car, drive through the dancing masses. The roof is down and they sit close together. Sandy gapes when the car takes off. She turns and, smiling sweetly, waves at the crowd, who wave back. ITFC audio description by Helen Vasey.